This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Post-holiday COVID-19 trends in Colorado are looking okay this week. The state reported 822 patients in hospitals with confirmed cases, up 8 from the day before. Those numbers have been flat for much of the last week, falling from almost 2,000 at the start of December. The 7-day positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, dropped to 6.47%. That's almost half the high of the fall surge. But it's not yet down to 5%, which is thought to indicate limited spread. Cumulative vaccinations went up 18,000 to 271,000 doses given. Almost 50,000 people have gotten both recommended doses. Some members of Colorado's congressional delegation are welcoming President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus relief proposal. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representative Joe Nagu says Coloradans have waited a long time for robust economic relief. He's pleased Biden is including $350 billion in local aid as part of his plan. Democrat Ed Perlmutter says Biden's focus on a relief package is what's needed right now, especially money for vaccine distribution, for families and businesses, and for reopening schools. Colorado Republicans did not respond to requests for comment, but Republicans Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn have not supported recent relief packages, citing costs. Lauren Boebert has said in the past the best way to help the economy is to let businesses reopen. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's a low tonight near 30 for the Denver Metro. This is CPR News.